Let's take a look at the differences between worldly leadership, religious leadership, and kingdom leadership. Worldly leaders promote themselves. They put their own needs first, no matter who it affects. It is expected that the big boss is to be respected and never challenged. It values comfort above sacrifice, demands to be served, is arrogant and puffed up, ensures that others always know who's boss. Religious leadership, however, hierarchical leadership puts the needs of the individual or the institution first. A man is elevated as the head of the church instead of Jesus. Respect is demanded. It values comfort above sacrifice. It demands or expects to be served. It has an air of false humility. It ensures that others always feel less than inferior to them. Kingdom-focused leadership, on the other hand, seeks to decrease so that Christ will increase. It puts others and their needs first. It exists to serve the people they are called to lead. It's not removed from or above people. It's committed to sacrificial living rather than comfort. It seeks to serve rather than to be served. It's authentically humble, and it grows others to achieve greater things than they have. As we disciple others, we need to ensure that we are modeling the same pattern that Jesus modeled to his disciples. Those we are discipling and leading need to be able to see servant leadership in us. We also need to be challenging and encouraging them to cultivate an attitude of humility and to look for opportunities to serve rather than to be served. A story was once shared about a pastor who set up a roster for his church members to clean his house each week. He felt it was their duty to do so because he served them by preaching the word to them weekly. Other people expect all sorts of preferential treatment because they're in a leadership position and expect people to serve them like slaves to the point of carrying their Bibles to the pulpit for them when they preach. These kinds of leaders feel they are above menial tasks, but will do symbolic foot washing to show they are servants. How is it that we've taken a pattern Jesus set for us and reduced it to a symbolic practice while neglecting to humbly serve others? Serving others is a fundamental requirement for all followers of Jesus. Those within the body of Christ who are gifted with leadership are not exempt from serving. Rather, they serve the body with their gift of leadership, as well as in other practical ways, such as washing dishes at a church gathering, giving their best seat to another person instead of themselves, honoring the role of women by serving them, etc. Leaders are always to seek to serve rather than to be served. It is important to highlight that those who are gifted in leadership do serve the body with this gift. The body needs people who will be able to lead the church by helping its members become disciple makers within an authentic servant heart. Serving people through leadership doesn't mean lording it over people, but rather it is serving the body strategically and clearly, so that they can continue serving others with the same mission and mandate. Jesus didn't adopt the title of being a servant leader. Rather, he lived his life as a leading servant in all his words and actions. He led while serving and calls us to do the same. It is important for all of us to evaluate our conduct. Do we have a heart of service, or is our service purely external actions seen by men? For some of us, we are enabling leaders not to serve by allowing them to place themselves on the proverbial throne and serving them like a god, and all this is done in the name of Christ. It would be a better use of your time to lovingly serve the less fortunate and vulnerable. Jesus leveled the playing fields and made all citizens of the kingdom to be servants. We need to recognize that we live in a world that always wants to establish social strata where one person is above another. It will be helpful for the whole church today to model loving service as Jesus did, for in this you will be blessed.